Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
All right, super excited to be here with Tyler Woesner. Wozner. Sixth round draft pick by the Brewers last year. For those who don't know your story and all that, where does your baseball story start?
I mean, I started playing baseball when I was 8.
Okay.
And, I mean, I fell in love from the beginning,
yeah,
from the get-go, and then played high school, went to Central Arizona.
Yep.
Was there for 4 years.
Yeah. How'd you swing that? The COVID year, I'm assuming, is the kind of...
Yeah, so freshman year, sophomore year, COVID.
Yeah.
Then the next year after that didn't count as a year of eligibility.
Oh, you get that bonus year.
Yeah, so yeah. I had an extra year after that. So my fourth year in college was technically my sophomore year.
Okay, yeah.
And it worked out pretty good.
Yeah, you got drafted.
Yeah.
Sixth round, you know, is that good? You tell me. I don't know.
I'll take it. I was happy about it.
for sure. So you mentioned you started playing early and stuff like that. When did you focus strictly on pitching?
I became a PO my sophomore year of high school.
Okay.
But I always had a good arm, so I was always playing, like, third base, shortstop.
Yeah.
And I had a good arm, but I would also pitch.
Yeah.
And then sophomore year, I mean... I was definitely a better pitcher than I was hitter.
Yeah.
So I was good enough to make varsity
as a pitcher.
As a pitcher.
Yeah.
And I
know. You hold your mic a little closer. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. No, you're good. And then so made varsity my sophomore year as a pitcher, and then ever since then I was a PO.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Were you like one of the best like pitchers in your area? Like you grew up in Arizona, but I'm sure there's a ton of talent in there.
We had a lot of guys in AZ. So we had Nolan Gorman.
Okay.
So I grew up playing against Nolan Gorman, Matthew Libitor, Brennan Davis, Jonathan Ornelas, all these guys.
Yeah, those are some dudes.
So it was, I mean, I think I got better growing up playing against them because it was just
you're playing high performance players
your whole life. So,
That's true. Did you do like the travel ball and like showcases and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I played travel ball. I never really did any showcases besides area code.
Sure. So where does your recruitment, because you obviously went to Central Arizona, were there other universities and why did you kind of choose that JUCO route, which obviously worked well for you, just kind of given your experiences there, but what other colleges were you looking at? How was your whole recruitment process?
So I didn't really have any colleges reaching out to me in high school.
Wow.
And then, so I went to the area code tryout and I hit 93.
Jeez, okay.
So I was a junior in high school and I hit 93.
Yeah.
ASU called me. ASU is my dream school.
Sure.
I grew up going to those ASU games.
Yeah.
I actually got to watch Josh Spence, who is our pitching coach now.
Yeah.
He went to Central and ASU. So
nice.
I got to watch him play at ASU.
And then,
so I committed to ASU.
Okay.
Out of high school. And then just things didn't turn out. Mm-hmm. Like I ended up going to Central.
How mad were they when you told them, hey, I'm switching over to JUCO?
I mean, they were all right. They didn't really care.
Yeah.
They have
so many
recruits. They were like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was – everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think if I went to ASU, maybe the route would have been different.
Maybe. You never know.
Central was definitely a perfect fit for me.
Dude, and Central, as far as JUCOs go, that's one of the better JUCOs. Like, it's – I think you won, what, 2 natties when you were there?
Yeah, so –
dude, how sick is that?
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, so freshman year – we won a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
Sophomore year was COVID, so that year we didn't play. Junior year, we lost in the national championship. Mm-hmm. and then
so three straight basically
appearances yeah. in the national championship.
Dang, it's crazy.
Yeah, and then won two of them.
Yeah, so I have a buddy who's RJ Dabovich. Yeah. You know him?
He went
there. Yeah. So he went there, and he would tell me that after every victory, they would, like, hang out in the modular, like, dorms, and they would just, like, wrestle each other or do some crazy stuff after a victory. Like, they just point to somebody and be like, I'm going to wrestle you, and then they would just fight each other. Do you have any, like, I know JUCOs are wild, but do you have any funny, like, crazy JUCO stories?
I mean, every time we swept, we had this kid on our team, we would tase him in the ass. And that was pretty fun. Yeah. So he was the only one.
Was he cool with it? Like, he was like,
oh yeah. Oh, okay. He was.
It was his idea. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I don't think it was really his idea, sure. But he was the only one that would do it.
He was down.
Yeah, he was down.
Wow. Yeah. Like I love hearing JUCO stories because like you hear the stories of because obviously they don't have that NCAA regulations and whatnot.
Yeah.
So like coaches just run them to the ground. I've talked to guys who like after every like game they would have to like do like a 2 mile run or 2 mile hike. Do you have any like interesting stories like that?
So we have what we call Mountain Mondays.
Okay.
And it's pretty self-explanatory.
You
have 3 minutes to run all the way up to this mountain,
jeez,
top of this mountain, and then all the way back down.
Yeah.
You do that probably 3 times.
Oh my! Back and forth each day. Like three times in a day, you have to run up and back and forth.
So it was our morning run.
Oh.
So we'd wake up at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
You're all wearing a white shirt and black mm-hmm. shorts, and you mm-hmm. cut the logos out because we're all a team. Like,
sure.
So nobody's wearing like Nike or like different brands or anything.
Cool.
You know, so we're all together as one, and we're just
grinding.
JUCO grinding up.
Yeah, dude, that's so cool. Like, I mean, I love hearing these stories. I mean, it's like obviously you stayed there the whole JUCO time, but how was it pitching in like the College World Series? Like, how was that environment?
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah,
it was awesome, and I mean. So we use wood bats in Arizona, and then when
are all Arizona JUCOs like wood bats?
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
I think it's the only college league that uses mm-hmm. wood bat. But then you go when you make it to the World Series, it's metal bats, and then
mm-hmm.
it's in Colorado, so the ball is high elevation, the ball mm-hmm. flies. And
yeah,
you're also using metal bats, so
mm-hmm.
you have to learn how to
adjust
to that and get ground balls and.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a little different, but it helps. It helps a lot. Yeah.
So I asked this to every guy. When was your if to when moment when you stopped thinking like if I get drafted and started thinking to yourself when I get drafted? Like when was that moment for you in your college experience?
It was after COVID. So COVID happened, and I didn't like nobody knew if mm-hmm. we were going to get that year back or anything.
Yeah.
So I was like, my baseball career is done. I wasn't going D1.
Yeah.
And then our coach called us and they were like, all right, everyone gets a year of eligibility back.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, I can't not get drafted.
Yeah.
So I, you know, worked hard, and I was like, I'm going to get drafted.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only goal.
Yeah.
So I worked hard. And
that's awesome, dude. Yeah. Again, obviously it worked. It's that sixth round. I mean, no big deal. So how do you stay mentally tough? I feel like JUCO kind of helps you with that area, but like obviously you're a pitcher, so you have ups and downs. Like, how do you stay mentally tough? I know Cameron, like, he'll color.
Yeah.
Has he got you into that or anything?
No, not a big colorer, but
me either.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes you just gotta appreciate failure because you need failure to succeed. You know what I mean? So you learn from failure. So I mean, it's not always mm-hmm. a bad thing.
Yeah. You've started and you've been a reliever kind of as in your career as a pitcher. What do you prefer? Obviously, you're starting now. Why not? I mean, I feel like I saw the guys who were like, I just want to let the arm eat for one inning, you know, just throw as hard as I can and then be out.
It's fun. It's like I closed, and mm-hmm. closing is a blast because, like what you said, you just go in for one inning and throw as hard as you can.
You're hyped.
Yeah, you're hyped. The adrenaline is up.
Yeah.
You're probably throwing harder than normal, but mm-hmm. it's fun. I mean, I like to play. Like, I like to think that I'm a position player on the mound.
Yeah.
So, like, you want to be in the game as long as possible.
That's fair. That's a good point.
So, I mean, playing as much as possible.
Yeah.
Like, you get more innings on the mound, and you're just, I don't know, you play more, I guess.
Yeah. You have more kind of a say in the game.
Yeah.
Kind of, I feel that. What was your favorite college memory? Obviously, you 3 World Series. I mean, that's crazy in itself, but, like, do you have any specific moment that stands out?
Last year, for sure. I started the semifinal game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, the fifth inning tie ball game. And runners on second and third, one out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew I couldn't give up those runs, so I had to bear down and struck out the first guy. two outs after that, mm-hmm. and then the next guy came up, and I just threw three fastballs as hard as I could, and swung and missed on all three of them.
Yeah.
And just fired me up, and
there you go, dude.
We scored like three runs after that inning, and ended up winning the game. And
so cool.
Yeah, it was.
That's awesome.
It was a good memory for sure.
How hard do you throw now? Because I know you said you're hitting like what 90 or 88 or 89 when they were at the showcase, or what was?
In
high school.
High school, I topped out at 93.
93.
Junior year.
Okay. So what are you throwing now?
Now, I'll probably sit like 92 to 95.
Okay.
And then there will be appearances where like I'll sit 4 to 6.
What's your max?
This year I hit 98.8. 98.8. So I've been chasing that for a long time.
Yeah.
I haven't come close.
That's
but
awesome.
There's something to.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Next thing you go, 99, then hit that triple digits.
And then going for 100.
Yeah.
I've been saying I'm going to hit 100 for the last, like, 3 years, and it hasn't happened.
It'll happen this year. It happened this year. We'll see. We'll speak it into existence.
Exactly.
Any advice for, like, younger guys who want to, like, get better at throwing, throw harder, and improve, like, just overall pitching?
Just have confidence mm-hmm. in yourself. You know, never give up. Have confidence in yourself. Believe in yourself. And just, if you really want it, you will work as hard as you possibly can to go get it, you know?
That's true. And that works for everything in every area in life, right? If you want something, you
want
work
something
for it.
And you really believe you can get it, then you will do whatever it takes to achieve that.
What about, like, working out? Are you, like, a big lifter? More, like, flexibility? Like, what do you kind of go for when you work out?
A little bit of everything. So I grew up in Arizona, and mm-hmm. I'm a big hiker.
I
love hiking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing to do.
It's awesome.
I mean, I'm lifting weights too, but hiking, getting out.
Like cardio?
Getting the sun, yeah.
Even just, yeah. I feel like, is there good spots here in this area to hike? I don't know. I mean,
not really. We have a pond in our apartment complex.
Okay.
So I just walk around that for an hour a day, something like that.
Yeah, that's fair. Are you a golfer?
I golf occasionally, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not bad.
I'm not good. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I suck at putt-putt golf.
It's not easy,
man. No, it's dude, it's but I feel like a lot of guys, baseball players, pitchers, a lot of them are golfers.
Yeah.
So about a year ago, you were drafted. The draft's coming up very soon. Mm-hmm. Any advice for those guys getting drafted now?
Honestly, limit your expectations. Like, obviously, you want to get drafted and everything, but, like, a first-round pick and a 10th-round pick, like, mm-hmm. there's no difference between that. You're on the same team now. So, like, you can't look, obviously, you can have inspiration by mm-hmm. someone, but don't look down on yourself if you're drafted later compared to earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're in the same spot, and, like, you've been drafted for a reason, mm-hmm. so
you got 100%.
Believe in yourself. It always comes back to that.
Yeah, I know a ton of guys who are undrafted, especially with the COVID year, mm-hmm. and like they're making their way, pushing, you know, the majors and stuff. So it don't matter. Y'all start off at the same spot once you get drafted. Yeah. Everyone's here in the minors grinding it out.
Everyone, like, there are people that believe in you, which is why you're in that position. So I mean, you got to have that confidence.
Yeah. You know? What was your welcome to the minors moment? Maybe like a bad bus ride, a bad like or crappy hotel or something.
I mean, JUCO for 4 years is
really probably worse.
It really sets you up for the minor league life. So I mean, I'm loving the minor league life.
Yeah.
Like it's, you get a nice hotel, you get the bus rides aren't that bad.
Yeah.
I haven't really had any like welcomings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My first outing last year, so I got sent to Carolina, and in my first appearance in affiliate baseball, I got a 105 line drive right back at me, and I blocked it with my wrist, and then. I was like, all right, so
oh my gosh.
Pro ball, you can't throw fastballs right down the middle.
No, can't do that.
No.
So this is a question from an Instagram page called Brewers Farm. He, for those who don't follow him, he's always posting about the Brewers and the farm system and all that kind of stuff. He wants to know, what do you believe is the key to your success this year? Because you've been pitching pretty well this year.
Yeah. That's a good one. Key to my success. Honestly, just having intent,
mm-hmm.
you know, like believe. I mean, it always comes back to believing in yourself. Like you gotta, with every pitch that you have, you gotta think that you're gonna get that person out.
Mm-hmm.
Conviction is a big thing in pitching. Like you have to know you're gonna hit your mm-hmm. spot, and when you hit your spot, they're not gonna hit it, or they're not gonna hit it well.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So, just confidence,
mm-hmm.
believing in your stuff.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What has been your biggest adjustment from like college ball to now pro ball?
definitely being more in the zone. Okay. Like, you get a lot more chases.
Oh, okay.
So getting into pitchers' counts will help hitters expand the zone.
Sure.
So you got to live around the strike zone. And if you're wasting pitches, then you'll get into hitters' counts, and they will not miss.
Yeah,
they will not miss pitches that they want to hit.
Not at this level.
No, not at this level.
All right. What's the most random thing you've been asked to autograph?
A phone.
A phone? Like a phone?
Like just a phone.
Not a case, but the actual phone?
Yeah, the phone.
What did you sign it with?
Sharpie.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it was one of my better signatures, too.
Yeah, so. I mean, that's going to be on there for a while with the permanent. You got to make sure it looks good. Yeah. I was here a couple days ago, and someone had, a kid right here, had passed down a mouse pad. And I'm like, where'd you find the mouse pad? He's like, I just found it in the concourse up here. And he just asked someone to sign it. I'm like, all right, man, there's some random things.
Whatever works.
Yeah, I've heard like foots, arms, foreheads, now mouse pad. I was like, oh, man, that's funny.
That is definitely an interesting one right there.
Who do you think is the best player in the game right now?
Probably Ronald Acuña Jr.
Okay.
He's going crazy.
Dude, he's insane.
He's insane. I mean, he's doing it all. He's hitting home runs, stealing bases, and he's throwing the baseball.
He's electric too. Like he's so good.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song, or what's your favorite? If you have a favorite song, what's your favorite song now?
Favorite song, "Where Rainbows Never Die" by the Steel Drivers.
Okay.
It's Chris Stapleton's band.
Yeah.
Big Chris Stapleton.
Big country guy then.
Yeah. I mean, I listen to everything.
Yeah.
I listen to smooth jazz, rock, rap, like it.
Yeah, you make sure.
Anything with a good beat.
I feel that. Yeah. On game days, like, what is your hype-up music?
I don't know. For me, I like to listen to, like, calm.
Okay.
Like, things that will, like, make me control my breathing, you know, like, be calm, you know? Like, if I'm tensed up, then I won't move as efficiently, so I like to listen to music that will calm me down and make me feel relaxed.
That's fair.
Yeah.
If you had one person, like, dead or alive, to watch you play baseball, who would it be?
One person to watch me?
Yeah.
Probably my grandma.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, she loved baseball, so.
Was she, like, a big influence in your life? Or?
Yeah. She was, like, she would take care of me a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, when my parents were working and all that stuff, yeah. So she was a big baseball fan.
That's so cool.
She's like, I always knew you would play baseball.
Wow.
Like, I always knew that, so I think it'd be really cool if she was here to watch.
Wow, but that's awesome, man.
Yeah,
good for you. Well, hey, I mean, that's all I got. I don't want to keep you too long, but I do appreciate you taking your time, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope,
Did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.